Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Taking a look at our forecast heading into the weekend, we'll have rain showers this morning giving way to clearing this afternoon. It'll turn windy, temperatures in the mid-40s. Clearing cold tonight with gusty winds, temps in the mid-20s. Saturday, sunshine and clouds, breezy, temperatures in the lower 40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a bit of light snow and rain possible in the afternoon, 35 to 40. And Monday, early flurries and sun returns, a high near 40. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. WMC Consulting Engineers have visited and surveyed the Sharon Town Hall parking lot. They'll assist with the expansion project. They hope to review their findings at their next meeting and set a date for discussion of options and more opinions. The project is partially being funded by the State of Connecticut Small Town Economic Assistance Program. Most cities in Connecticut and towns are now in the red zone for infections. 65% of Connecticut's 169 cities and towns are now in the red alert level, the state's highest of four levels for COVID-19 infections. The 110 communities mark the largest number of designated as being in the red zone since April 22nd, when there are 112, according to state records. Meanwhile, new data indicate there were 31 new COVID-assisted deaths in the state since last Thursday. To date, there have been over 8,865 COVID-associated deaths in Connecticut since the pandemic began. Couple of news stories out of South County, Massachusetts. Great Barrington's hot real estate market has bumped up home values and helped drop the tax rate. A bump in home values might increase residents' tax bills next year, but with a lower tax rate due to the hot market, they might not rise as high as they previously would have. Commercial property values didn't soar the same as homes, so the tax rate drop is going to help keep those tax bills down. Water bills, that's another story. Households will see roughly $150 per year extra on their bills, and overall 8.89% increase over last year. The Great Barrington Fire District Water District had to raise taxes because, unlike last year, it didn't have excess money to keep the rate down. With the $1.2 trillion federal infrastructure bill done, what's the next for East-West Rail in Massachusetts and the Berkshires? That federal bill allocates $66 billion for Amtrak, a quasi-public corporation, to upgrade and expand its passenger rail service, including for the Northeast Corridor, which stretches from Richmond, Virginia, to Boston. With that sum, $24 billion would go to federal-state partnership grants for the Northeast Corridor modernization. $12 billion in grants would support intercity rail, and Amtrak would receive an additional $22 billion in grants, according to the White House summary. Days before the bill's signing, on November 12th, Massachusetts Department of Transportation released a report recommending that Amtrak operate East-West Rail Service at a Western Massachusetts Intercity Rail Authority, which has yet to be created, to manage and oversee that service. In Salisbury, once again, town offices are closed today. The Millerton Fire Company annual parade of lights, that begins at 4:30 today. In Cornwall, the Christmas tree lighting will be today at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Bridge Green. November 27th through December 23rd from 10 to 4:30 each day, Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store is open to the public at Warren Turnpike at Falls Village at the high school. Trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, and more. This all, of course, benefits the FFA program at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. There's a vendor craft fair at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue in Canaan on Saturday from 10 until 3. Quality handmade crafts, great gifts, affordable prices, a gift basket raffle. It supports Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry. Sharon Fire Department's Photos with Santa holiday event happens Saturday from 11 till 3 at the Sharon Firehouse. Local photographer Marlena Akjar will take 5 pictures for $25 with Santa on the fire truck. Questions or more information, Marlena at photobymarlena@gmail.com. To register, contact Beth at 860-671-3911. The community lighting of the menorah will be happening on the Sharon Green on Sunday at 4:45 on the green. All are welcome to attend. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual ski and skate sale will be held Saturday, December 4th at the Lakeville Hose Company from 8 to 11. Not only can you find great deals in new or used equipment, you can also sell your unwanted stuff. Now, residents can bring equipment to be sold Friday from 4 till 7. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. From 11 a.m. to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment afternoon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Equipment eligible for sale includes downhill skis, boots, and poles, cross-country skis, boots, and poles, ice skates, hockey equipment, snowboards, and boots, and snowshoes. No clothing, please. Also, 8th graders from Salisbury Central School will be selling Christmas wreaths and taking orders for Cabot Cheese for the holiday delivery, and the Lakeville Host Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. Masks are recommended. More information, jumpfest.org. A baked goods and soup sale and Nick Cub Fundraiser happens on Saturday, December 4th from 10 till 2 at the Copaic Community Building. Cookies, breads, pies, jams, and jellies, homemade soups, chili, meat, and vegetarian, macaroni and cheese, takeout only. Proceeds will benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Now, the Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary has a vendor fair coming up on Saturday, December 4th, 11 to 4. Santa will be there from 3 till 5, a tree lighting at 5:30. This is at the Lakeville Host Company, 3 Brook Street in Lakeville, Connecticut. There'll be cookies and hot chocolate. There'll be a small craft for children. The Sharon Holiday Tree Lighting, carols, hot cider, and cookies happens December 4th from 5 till 6:30. At 5 o'clock, the tree lighting organized by the Sharon Green Preservation Association. 5 to 5:30, carols with the Salisbury Band Christmas Breast and Hot Chocolate Society. And 5:30 to 6, hot cider and cookies on the porch of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the Sharon Town Green by purchasing luminaries in honor of family members, friends, loved ones, and to remember those who we've lost. You can purchase the Lights of Love. It helps the Sharon Ambulance Squad as a fundraiser. Luminaries are $10 each. Volunteers will collect forms, assemble the Lights of Love, place names and loved ones, and display on the Sharon Town Green on the day of the annual tree lighting, that is December 4th. All orders must be placed by next week. If you wish to keep your luminaries, you may collect them from the Sharon Green on Monday, December 6th before noon. More information or contact Betsy Hall, 860-364-0663, or Sharon Ambulance CT at gmail.com. The Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary Memory Tree Fundraiser is going on for the holiday season. Individuals can make donations in memory of a loved one or in honor of someone by donating $5 per individual. The tree will be displayed at the Sharon Town Hall through December the 31st. To obtain a form, contact the Selectman's Office at 860-364-5789 or go to the Sharon website, go to the announcement, click on it, and then click on the file attachment. The form can be dropped off at the drop box located at the rear of the Sharon Town Hall or mailed to the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, P.O. Box 794, Sharon. Now, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive is going on. They are feeding people, of course, in our region through the food pantries for both Thanksgiving and Christmas, working with the food pantries throughout our area in Amenia, Ancrum, Dover, Millerton, Pauling, Wassaic, and Lakeville and Sharon, Cornwall, and Canaan, Connecticut. It's also served numerous pantries in Massachusetts throughout its time. In addition to the holiday baskets, the organization responds to individual needs that might arise during the year. If you'd like to make a donation to help them or purchase raffle tickets to help them, on the web, sundayinthecountry.org. You can email sundayinthecountry@gmail.com or call 518-267-9865. Or you can send a check to the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. Salisbury Bank has its 14th annual Fill the Basket Food Drive, collecting food and donations for local food pantries. It runs through December the 17th. All 14 branches of the bank, located in Berkshire, Litchfield, Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties, collecting donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Also, cash donations will also be accepted. All donated items, as well as monetary contributions collected, will be donated directly to the local food pantries serving each area. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and also on Instagram. And remember, they have a new tapas menu. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.